Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast, your daily dose of hope, inspiration, and God's word to start your day right. I'm so excited you're here today, and I believe that as we share together, God will speak directly to your heart. Today's topic is ask, seek, and knock. Our Bible text is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8, which says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Let me begin with a story I came across in The Circle Maker by Mark Batterson. He tells the story of Honi, the Circle Maker, a Jewish man who lived during the first century in a time of terrible drought. One day, Honi drew a circle in the sand, knelt inside it, and prayed a bold prayer. He said, "Lord of the universe, I swear before your great name that I will not move from this circle until you have shown mercy upon your children." That was not a timid prayer. That was not a half-hearted request. That was bold. And according to the story, God answered, rain began to fall. When I read that, I thought, what if we prayed like that? What if we asked boldly, sought persistently, and knocked without giving up? You see, Jesus wasn't giving us a polite suggestion in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. He was showing us a principle of kingdom living. He says, ask, seek, knock. Each word shows a deeper level of pursuit. Asking is good, but then he says, don't stop there. Seek, and if seeking doesn't open the way, then knock. Keep pressing until heaven responds. Let me ask you, how often do you stop at asking, but never go further to seeking? Or maybe you've sought for a while, but when the door didn't open, you stopped knocking. Here's the encouragement. God is not irritated by your persistence. In fact, persistence is proof of faith. Jesus told the story of the persistent widow in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, reminding us that we should always pray and not give up. Maybe you've been praying for a breakthrough in your health, your family, or your finances. Maybe you've been praying for direction in life. Can I encourage you today? Do not stop. Keep asking. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. Because the God we serve is a prayer-answering God. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." So let me ask you, what is that one thing you've been afraid to ask God boldly for? What is that dream you have quietly tucked away because you thought it was too big for prayer? Dear friend, remember Ephesians 3, verse 20. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine." That means you can never out-ask God. Whatever your boldest prayer is, God's answer can be even greater. Take a moment to reflect. Am I praying small prayers because of fear or doubt? Or am I approaching God with boldness, as a loving father who delights in blessing his children? Today, write down one bold prayer request, something that stretches your faith. Present it before God in prayer and refuse to give up on it. Keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking until your breakthrough comes. As you go today, let's make a declaration together. Say this with me. Today, I choose boldness in prayer. I will ask and I will receive. I will seek and I will find. I will knock and the door will be opened. My faith is alive, my hope is strong, and my God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can imagine. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this new day. Thank you for reminding us that you are a God who hears and answers prayers. I lift up every listener today. May their faith be strengthened. May their hearts be encouraged. And may they see answers to their bold prayers. As they go into today, let your presence go with them. Guide their steps and open new doors. We declare today will be a day of favor, joy, and testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on the Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone. You never know whose faith will be lifted by it. Remember, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Your breakthrough is closer than you think. Go and win today.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.